Shalom to all. Today's office is Bachum Daf Nun Gimel. We are starting Nun Beis Amud Beis, the bottom with the brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing different carbonos and their processing. So the Mishnah tells us Chatos Tzibur VeHayochid Chatos that's for the Tzibur and private ones Elu and Chatos Tzibur. These are the Chatos Tzibur. We already mentioned different Chatos Pnimios. Now we're discussing other Chatos. So here are the Chatos Tzibur Siyur Rosh Chodashim Shalmoedos. The Siyum that are brought on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tovim. These are part of the carbonos Musaf that are brought on these days. What's done with them? Shechitas Matzafin. Their shechting is done in the north. Vekibul done with Chlisharas Matzafin. And the Kabbalah Sadam is also done in the north. And Vidamantan Arba Matanis al Arba Kronos. The blood requires four applications on the four corners, the four horns of the Mizbeach. As we already know, we've mentioned multiple times. However, here says the Mishnah, Ketzad. How is that done? We've never spoken about from a practical standpoint how this is supposed to be done. And here the Mishnah describes it. However, let's just pause and create a picture in our mind how the Mizbeach is, where it's situated, and what it looks like in the Azara. So, as we've mentioned multiple times before, when a person walks into the Azara, he standing in the east, towards the right is Tzafon, that's north, towards the left is Darim, that's south, and Mizbeach is right in front of him. We're going to see a little bit later on that there's a machlekes exactly where the Mizbeach was situated, but everyone agrees that it's more or less in front of him. Now, how does one get to the Mizbeach? So again, he's standing in the east, and he would have to turn towards his left, to the Darim, to the south, and walk a little bit in order to get to the ramp, the Kevesh in the Mizbeach. That's the way he would get up the Mizbeach. So the Kohen walked along the way, and he's standing at the base of the Kevesh, at the base of the ramp, at the bottom, and if he were to walk up it, so now he's walking from south towards the north. And here's an important factor. Just about halfway up the Mizbeach, there's something called the Soivev. Soivev literally means to go around. It was this little ledge that went around the entire Mizbeach, and in certain situations, as we're about to see, would walk along this ledge, going all the way around, looping himself back to the beginning of the Mizbeach. So that's what Mishnah tells Nungim Lomad Alf on top. All about Kevesh, he would go up the ramp, Upanal the Soivev, and then he would turn to the Soivev. He would turn to this ledge. That's, by the way, turning towards the right. So now he's walking along this ledge, which is 6 amas high off the ground. Ubala the Kandromus Zraches. So now he comes to the southeastern corner because remember, since he's standing in the south and he's making a right, so that's bringing him back towards the eastern side. So now he's by the southeastern corner and he does a blood application over there. He continues walking along the ledge, Mizraches Tzvainis. He comes to northeastern corner, does blood application there, continues walking around, Tzvainis Maravis. Now he's by the northwestern corner, then he continues walking, Maravis Dreimis. He's by the southwestern corner and then he walks down and Shiari Hadam, Hoyoshevechal Yusoy Duraimis. The leftover blood is poured on the southern base of the Mizbeach, and over here also we'll pause to point out, as we have previously as well, that there's a base around the Mizbeach, and remember, the entire north and western walls on the Mizbeach had this base, had this Yisoid, and for the most part, the south and eastern walls did not, except that an Am of the Yisoid jutted a little bit out into the southwestern and into the northeastern corner. And if you're really holding this picture in your mind, you're able to focus on it, this means that the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach, that first corner that the Kohen reached when he turned onto the Soivev, that doesn't have a base near it at all, and that's going to be relevant soon in the Gemara. Either way, the Mishnah continues, these chatois that we mentioned are eaten within the curtains. That's what klayim means. Now, even though the base of Mikdash there wasn't curtains, this refers to the Mishkan, which had curtains. It basically means that it has to be eaten in the chatzar. Also, l'zichrei kuna, only by the male kohanim, not by the females, and b'chol machol, it could be done any which way. It doesn't have to be roasted like the Karan Pesach does. Lastly, l'yoyim v'layla, it could be eaten for a day and a night, meaning the day that it was shechted and that night. Ad chatzos, up until chatzos. Really, it's allowed to be eaten the entire night up until alois. However, as a getter, to make sure that we don't run into issues of noisar, Chazal say that l'chatchila should be only eaten up until chatzos in the middle of the night. So now the Gemara asks Hechi Avid, practically, how is the matan dam of these chatzos accomplished? We said that he cuts the different corners and he does the matan dam, but what does he do? So Rebbechon and Rebbe Lazar, they argue about this. Chanam, one of them says, noisin amma elach va'amma elach. He applies it to the corner or to the horn of the Mizbeach, and that's even if it's an amma this way or an amma that way, it doesn't have to be precisely on the corner. It could even be an amma off of it. Whereas Vachadam, where the other one says, Mechat of a yard keneged chudash al keren, he does his application downwards, right by the edge or the corner of the horn, has to mamish be on the corner. Now, this is relevant to Machalekis Tanaim that we're going to soon see. Alibi the Rebbe Reb Shemin, according to Rebbe Reb Shemin, the Omar, he says, he atzma in inasis el begufish al keren, that the matan dam of Vachatas has to be done on the guf of the keren, it has to be done on the horn itself. These protrusions that come out of the top of the Mizbeach, the Kuliam Lepligi, no one over here is arguing, meaning Rebbe Yechon and Rebbe Lazar aren't arguing, they both agree that it can be done anywhere on the keren, because even according talks about the Amar, that the Matan Dam is allowed to be an Amma off of the corner, while the whole Karen itself is only an Amma by an Amma. So that means that everyone agrees that it has to be done at the top, Mamish, on the horn itself, on this one-by-one Amma protrusion. However, keep ligi, where they argue, I'll leave it to Rebbe, according to Shitas Rebbe, who holds that the Matan Dam is actually allowed to be done below the horn, on the Mizbeach itself, and the Machlok is as follows. Mar Sover, one of them holds, Amma Eilech Ba'Amma Eilech, Keneged Karen Hu, that when is it that the blood is allowed to be applied in an Amma off of the thing here, an Amma off of the corner here, that's when it's Keneged the Karen, because it's Keneged the Karen, it corresponds to the horn itself, to this protrusion, and so even though he's doing it below the Karen, he's still able to go as far as an Amma away from the corner, because again, that corresponds to the Karen. Umar Sover, but the other one holds Keneged Chuda in Tvei Loi, that if it's Keneged the corner, fine, if not, not. In other words, he holds that if it's being done below the horn, so then it actually has to be on the physical corner on the Mizbeach, and it can't be a Amma off. So now we ask on the first Mandam, we have a brass that says as follows, Chatas Sibur Vayochid, the public Karbanos Chatas, and a private one, Ketzer Matan Damon, how's their Matan Dam accomplished? Hoy Oyel Akevish Upon Osoivev, he would go up the ramp, and he would turn onto the Soivev, this ledge, while he can drive his Mizbeachis, he would come to the southeast corner, the Toivel Betz by Hayimonis, he would dip his right finger into the blood. What does that mean, his right finger? Which finger? Hamiumenes Shebiyamin, the most often used one on the right hand, and which finger is most often used? That's the forefinger, that's the one that's most easily used. So he dips his forefinger into this blood, as the Brisa says, min adam shel mizrak, from the dam, which is in this mizrak in the pitcher. What does he do then? V'chomer begodlo milamalo ubetzbay ketana milamata. He's chomer, which means he wipes or he pushes the blood with his gudal, which means with his thumb from above, and with his etzbektana from below. The etzbektana is the pinky, which basically means that he takes his thumb and his pinky and he squishes all the blood that's on his finger to the very, very tip of his finger with these two fingers, with his thumb and his pinky, and that way it's all concentrated on the tip of his finger. Umachat v'yar kenegel chuz shel karen, and then he applies it, he wipes it down by the corner of the karen. Achim chal kol dam sheba etzba, until he finishes doing this with all the blood on his finger, there's no more blood left on his finger. And v'chin kol karen v'karen, he does this to every single horn. And so we see from here very clearly that it has to be done on the chud shel karen, on the actual corner itself, and it's not going to be an amma off this side or that side. So the answer is no. Hachkam, this is really what we're saying. Mitzvah b'chuda l'chat chilu, the mitzvah is to do it on the actual corner. However, e of an amma elech ma'amma elech less lamba, if he ends up doing it even in an amma off this side and an amma off to that side, that's not a problem. B'diavad, it's fine. Nothing more discusses machlokes Rebbe and Reb Elazar Shimon that we just brought up before. My Rebbe, my Reb Elazar Shimon. What's his machlokes Rebbe and Reb Elazar Shimon? The answer is the Tanya of a Braisa. Dam hel yonim utanim chotas sekur lamala, the upper bloods, namely a carbon chatos and an oilas ha'oif, those are done above the chotas sekur. We've mentioned this before. The chotas sekur was red line, which was the halfway point of the mizbeach. So these have to be done above the red line. The lower bloods, which is basically all the other karbanos, nitanim chotasirka lamaton, those are applied below the chotasirka. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe Elazar Shimon Amar, he says, when was this said? Ba'olas ha'oif. Only by an oilas ha'oif is allowed to be done above the chotasirka anywhere he wants. Aval b'chatos behema. But by chatos behema, he atma ein nasas el gufa shel karen. It has to be done on the gufa of the karen itself. So here we see the machlekas Rebbe Shimon Elazar. Where's the matan dam of a chatos behema accomplished? According to Rebbe, it can be anywhere in the upper half of the mizbeach, meaning even below the karen. It doesn't have to be done on the Karen itself. Was according to Rebbe Elazar Shimon, it has to be done on the Karen itself. Now Ravo says, my time is Rebbe. What's Rebbe's reason? Meaning, what's his source for this? That's because the pasuk says in Yecheskel Anavi, v'haharel arba amos, and the harel is four amos. That's referring to the mizbeach. And umeho ariel ulamala v'goymer, from the ariel and above, there's four horns, these four kronos. Now, as we just said, harel means the mizbeach. The question is, arba amos hudahavya? The mizbeach itself was only four amos high. It definitely was not. It was way taller than that. So Amravan Rava, he answers, umekaim really should be mekaim kronos arba. What it means to say is that the area that the kronos take up of the mizbeach is four amos. Ask the Gemara, mekaim kronos dalad havo, the area of the kronos was four amos? No, it wasn't. In this pasuk, we're describing the different amounts of area that was taken up by the mizbeach and other things, and we're just talking about the general area. So really, if we have four corners, which are four horns, put all together, that ends up being 2x2 amos. So that's really how much space they took up. And our answer is, elaim, what we really mean to say is rishos kronos dalad, the rishos of the kronos is four, meaning if we look at where the kronos are physically located, one in each corner of the mizbeach, so their rishos, meaning their legal halachic area, goes four amos downwards, and so we see that even below the actual karen is halachically considered the karen, and that's Shitas Rebbe, that the dam of chatos doesn't have to be applied to the karen itself, it could even be done below the karen as long as it corresponds to where the karen is. Now we discussed the chotas sikra that we just mentioned, Tanan Hossam was taught in Mishnah over there, this is Maseches Tamid, chot shel sikra, chayger be'emtza, this chotas sikra, this red line, it made like a belt, if you will. That's what a chagura is, a belt. It made this line in the middle of the mizbeach, to differentiate between the the upper and lower bloods. The question is, when I merely, where do we get this from? So Rav Acha bar Rav Katina, he answers, Shenemar, because the pasuk says in regards to the mizbech of the Mishkan. Now the Mishkan's mizbech was way smaller than the mizbech in the Beis Hamikdash. Regarding the Mishkan's mizbech, it says v'hoisa hareshes ad chatzia mizbech, that the reshes, which literally means a screen, it was some sort of copper mesh that was on the mizbech. Where was it? Chatzia mizbech, the halfway point of the mizbech. So we see from here, Atar nasa mechitza lahavdol b'tom elyon b'tom achtanim, that the Torah made this mechitza, this differentiation, this division, this partition in between the upper and the lower bloods. How we can talk about this Torah when it was taught in the Braisa, El Yisod Mizbech, the pasuk says that the blood is referring to the Sarir Venasi, so Shir Adam is poured on the Yisod of the Mizbech. Zay Yisod Joimi, this is talking about the southern Yisod. Not talking about Zay Yisod Joimi, you say this is the southern Yisod, El Yisod Maravi, maybe it's the western Yisod. And why would you say that? Because of Yilmad Sosim and Amafirash, you shall learn Sosim from Amafirash. Sosim means it's closed, we don't know what it's referring to, and Amafirash means it's open, it's explained very clearly. And therefore we would say that just like by the Dam of the Chatas Primis, that's poured on the western Yisod of the Mizbech, so too the Shir Adam of the Sarir Nasi should also be poured on the western side of the Mizbech. Now in response to this, Amarta, you would say, Yilmad Yerudasim and Akevish Litziasim and Ahechal, that you would learn him going down from the ramp from his leaving the Hechal. Mayatziasim and Ahechal, Basamachloi, just like when he left the Hechal after doing the Avedus Hadam of Chatas Primis, he pours the blood on the Yisod, which is Samachloi, which is closest to him, and that's the western Yisod, because right when he comes out of the Hechal, he's facing the west side of the Mizbech. After Yerudasim and Akevish, Basamachloi, so too when he comes down from the Kevesh, from doing the Matnes Dam of the Karban Chatas, which was around on the Soivev, he pours it on the base which is closest to him, which is that little southern base that's there. Remember we said that the south wall doesn't really have a base except for one Amma, so that's the closest one to him, and that's where he's going to pour it. However, Tanya, we have a Braisa which teaches differently. Rishmael, and Rishmael says, Zevaz and Yisoid Maravi, that both of them, both Chatas Pnimis and Chatas Chitzoini, they had the Shir Adam poured on the western base, whereas Rav Shimon Chaim, where he says, Zevaz and Yisoid Duraimi, that both of them had the Shir Adam poured on the southern base. Now we analyze this. Bishlam Mandam Yisoid Maravi, this is all good according to Mandam, that's poured on the western base. Kusavar Yilmat Sosim and Afayrush, he says we learned Sosim from Afayrush, that just like the Pasuk by Chatas Pnimis tells us that when he walks out of the Heichal, he pours the Shir Adam al Yisoid, and we understand that Yisoid is the western one, the Yisoid Maravi, because that's the side of the Mizbech they encounters first. So we're going to learn the same thing applies when we're talking about Chatas Chitzoini. El Mandam Yisoid Drami, but according to the Mandam, that it's poured on the southern base, my Taimo, where does that come from? It seems to be, as we just said, that the Pasuk is telling us the Shir Adam of Chatas Pnimi is poured on the western base, because that's the base that he encounters first right when he walks out of the Heichal. How do we get to the southern base? So Ravasi says, Kasarai Tana, this Tana holds, this Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Kuli Mizbech bat Tzafon Kai, that actually the entire Mizbech was in the Tzafon. Lishnach, a different way of saying this, even though it's really the same exact thing, Kuli Pesach Badarim Kai, the entire entrance, meaning the entire entrance of the Heichal is in the Darim, is in the south. But either which way, this is saying the same exact thing. And this is what we're referring to when we describe the Mizbech's positioning in the Mishnah. We said that when a person walks into the Azara, he's facing the Mizbech. So it's 100% right, he is facing the Mizbech. The question is, what part of the Mizbech? So as we just mentioned, the Kontra of Shimon bar Yochai, he's really facing the end of the Mizbech, which is where it connects with the ramp, because basically the entire big square of the Mizbech, minus the ramp, was situated in the northern part of the Azara towards the right. Jamal means that when the Kayin is walking out of the Heichal, he's encountering the southern part of the Mizbech first and not the western part, because again, the western part has been shifted over and it's all the way in the north of the Azara. So that's the Machlokes of Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara, Nun Genom Beis on top, tells us, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, a brass was taught by Smesh Rabbi Shmuel, Ki Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Oimrim, that they, the Talmidim in Rabbi Shmuel's Beis Medrash, said like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, or they said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Zevze Yisoid Maravi, both Chatois Pnimis and Chatois Chitzonios, the Shir Adam was poured on the western base of the Mizbeach. So it turns out that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai actually ended up agreeing with Rabbi Shmuel because they're quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And we see Manich, what's the way to remember this? Mashchu Gavrei la Gavra. The many men, that's what Gavrei is, multiple men, were Moshech Gavra, an individual man. In other words, what we just saw in the Braisa, the Talmidim in the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Shmuel, they were quoting Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, saying like their Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel. Not on the Mishnah, Ha'oila, Kachay Kachim. A carbon Oila, that's Kachay Kachim. And the relevance is it becomes possible to be Yotze if it's taken out of the Azara. Also, Vatul Yerim, Chusar Kippurim, which are certain levels of Tumah, touch it, they passle it, and one can be over Me'ila with it even before it's Shechted, as opposed to Kachim Kalim, which one can be over Me'ila only after Shechita. So what do we do with this Oila, which is Kachay Kachim? We should already know. Shechita is Batzafon, it's Shechted in the north, Vikibuldam, Vikishar is Batzafon, and Kibuldam is also in the north. Now here we have a little bit of a difference when we haven't had this yet. V'damaton shtematanos shen arba. The blood application is two, that's really four. That means that it's done to two corners, but those two corners are really four. I will explain in the Gemara what exactly this means. Utuna hefshet v'netuach has to be skinned and cut into pieces. V'chala l'ishem, and it's completely burned by the fires. No part of a carbon oil is eaten. Says the Gemara, oila maitamatoni le'kache kachim. First of all, why does Mishnah have to say the carbon oil is kache kachim? We didn't say that by anything else. And the answer is mishum to loik sivba about kachi kachim he. That's because the pasuk doesn't say that it's kachi kachim. Achatas and asham are called kachi kachim explicitly by the pasuk, but oila is never called kachi kachim. So that's why the mishnah had to point out. By the way, oila is kachi kachim. We continue. The mishnah had said v'dam matan shtei matanos, that the blood has shtei matanos. That's called shtaim shein arba, two, which is really four. And the question is hechi avid. Practically, how is this done? And here we have machlekes. Some Rav says noisein v'chazev noisein. He does an application and then he does another one. In other words, he goes to the northeastern corner first and he applies some blood to the eastern side and then to the northern side of that corner. So that's one corner, but it has two blood applications, one on this side, one on that side. And then he goes to the southwestern corner and does the same thing. So that's two, which is really four. Whereas the Shmuel says, matana achas kamin gamma noisein. He does one matama like a gamma, or as we would say in English, gamma. Gamma is a Greek letter, which basically looks like an endochaf or a dalet, if you will, with an extended leg. It's basically a right angle. So according to Shmuel, he goes to the corner and he throws the blood literally at the corner. And so when it hits it, it splashes to both sides. So that's one application, which ends up hitting two walls. So when it does it to two corners, that means that it's on four walls on the Mizbeach. It says the Gemara, Ketanoi, this is actually Mechlex Tanoi. The Brass discusses the carbon oila. You might think that the Kohen should just do one Zrika to the blood of an oila and that's enough. Well, time will learn. So the Pasuk says, Saviv, then it has to be around the Mizbeach. And so obviously one Matan is not sufficient. Now, Isaviv, if you're going to take that literally, that it has to be around the Mizbeach, you might think that he should have to do it around the Mizbeach like a line, as in taking a paintbrush and just making a nice line all the way around the Mizbeach, because says Saviv, well, Tom Lemon, so the Pasuk says Vizarku, and he throws it, and you can't throw blood in a nice line all the way around the Mizbeach. So Haketzat, how is this done? It has to be around the Mizbeach, but it also can't be in a line. It has to be thrown. And the answer is Kiben Gama, it's like a Gama. Shtei Matanos Shein Arba, that's two Matanos, which is four. He throws it against the corner, it splits it in two, going onto two different walls, so that's Zrika, and then when he does that to two opposing corners, the northeastern and the southwestern, so he got all four walls, and that's what it means by Saviv. Now, Rabbi Shmuel says, Nemarkan Saviv, Nemaralan Saviv, it says by Oila Saviv, and it says by Chatas of the Chanukas HaMishkan Saviv, and Malalan Pisuk Vara Matanos, just like over there, there was Pisuk, which means it was broken up. It was four cleared Matanos, four separate ones, Afkan Pisuk Vara Matanos, so to over here, it's individual ones, which is four. If we're going to say that, so now we should say as follows, Malalan Ar Matanos Al Kronos, just like over there, by the Chatas of Chanukas HaMishkan, it was four individual applications to the four Kronos, Afkan Ar Matanos Al Kronos, maybe by Oila should be the same thing. So Marta, you would say that no. Oila to Una Yisoid. Oila, as we had said 2 daf ago, its blood has to be applied to Mizbeach, Keneged the Yisoid, only where there's a Yisoid, Vekar Mizrach Hazram is Loyola Yisoid. And the southeastern part of the Mizbeach, as we had said, it doesn't have a Yisoid, so it obviously can't be on all four corners, which means with Mela, it has to be done at the two corners, the southwestern and the northeastern, but there's still four Matanoi's dams. So we see is Machlekes Amirayim. Rav and Shmuel is Machlekes Tanoim, Tanakama, and Rabbi Shmuel. So I think we're on my time hall. Why didn't the southeastern corner have this base, have the Yisoid? All the other ones did. Answer is Rav Blazer says, that's because it wasn't in the chelek of the Toiref. What does it mean, the Toiref? So this actually refers to Binyamin, as in the Shevet Binyamin. The Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi tells us, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitroif. Binyamin is a wolf, that is Toiref. He tears, and so that's why he's being called Toiref. And this part of the Mizbeach is not in his chelek, so that's why he doesn't have a Yisoid. Where do we get this from? Dar Shulwar Yitzchak, he tells us, Mizbeach Oichal B'chalkal Sheyehuda Amo, the Mizbeach eats into Yehuda's portion in Amo. What does that mean? Now, in order to understand this, we really need a picture. And actually, all Gemaras have a picture. If you see in the bottom left over here in Rashi, very kind of him to provide us with this little diagram. When you walk into the Hazara, you're located in the east, and the Mizbeach is more or less in front of you. In order to get to the Mizbeach, that's from the ramp, which is on the southern side, which is how this picture is situated. You see Mizrach, which is east, on the bottom, Darim, which is south on the left, and Sofen, which is north on the right. Are you able to see the base of the Mizbeach going around the north and western sides, and it juts an Amah into the south and eastern sides, and that's what the Gemara is describing. If you see over here in the picture, on the Yisoid, it's written Yisoid Binyamin. That means that the Yisoid is in the Chelek of Binyamin, and by Mizrach and Darim, it says Yehuda. That means that the Azara was actually split. Part of it was in Chelek of Shevet Yehuda, part of it was in Chelek of Shevet Binyamin. As we're saying, that the reason why the Mizbeach did not have a Yisoid in the Darim or Mizrach is because those parts are not in the Chelek of Binyamin. They're in the Chelek of Yehuda, and the way this was worded was that the Mizbeach is Oichel, an Ama of the Chelek of Yehuda, because if you look at it from Yehuda's perspective, really all of Mizrach and Darim should be Yehuda's, but there's an Amah of the Yisoid coming into the Darim and an Amah of the Yisoid coming into the Mizrach. So the Mizbeach, meaning the Yisoid of the Mizbeach, is eating an Amah into Yehuda's portion, both on the Darim and Mizrach sides. Now, just seeing this from another way, Amar Vali Bar Chama, Amar Chama Bar Chanina, Ritzua Hoysa Yaitza Mechelk Shal Yehuda, Venechneses Bechelka Shal Ben Yamin, that there was Ritzua, literally a strip of land going from the Chelk of Yehuda, going into the Chelk of Ben Yamin, and Vahai Ben Yamin at Tzadik Tzadik Mitzdar Ole B'chol Yom L'Noitla, Binyamin HaTzadik, again, referring to Shevet Binyamin, and the reason why he's called a Tzadik is because he's one of the four people in Tanakh who died without any Averis. He was pained about this every single day to take it, meaning he wanted it as part of his Chelek. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Nodan Al Rav HaTap, Chayfef Olav Kol HaYom, this is in Parshas Zos HaBracha, Chayfef means to be bothered or to agonize over something. This is what he did every single day. Afikach, therefore, Zacha Binyamin HaTzadik Menasu Shpizchon HaKash Baruch Hu. Due to this, Binyamin was Zaycha, and he became the host of HaKash Baruch Hu. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, this is the very same Pasuk, Uvink Seif of Shachin, and he dwells in between his shoulders. That's the literal translation. In other words, what we're saying is as follows. If you look at it from Binyamin's perspective, the Mizbeach is really majority in his portion, because the Yisrael Mizbeach, which is in Binyamin, was in the Mayriv and in the Tzafon, and he has even a little bit into the Mizrach and a little bit into the Darim. So Binyamin HaTzadik was very bothered that there's a strip of land of Yehuda cutting into his Chelek, namely that's Darim, that's south, because even if we're going to give the whole Mizrach to Yehuda, there's still more of the Mizbeach that's in Binyamin's Chelek, because again, we have the whole Tzafon and the whole Mayriv, so that strip of land of the Darim, which is cutting into Binyamin's Chelek, taken up by Yehuda, bothered Binyamin. It pained him that he didn't have it as part of his Chelek, and that's why he became the host of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had the Aron in his Chelek, so the way the Beis HaMikdash was divided was that the Ezus Nashim and the Ezus Yisrael, and even part of the Ezus Kehanim, was in Yehuda's Chelek, but starting from basically the Mizbeach to the Ulam and the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedoshim, that was all in Binyamin's Chelek. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the base of the Mizbeach. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.